Here's a thought I'll title PPI for printing, that is, pixels per inch. How many are needed? And that determines how big a print you can make, and I suppose has something to do with the resolution of detail. But I'm not a technician. I'm not a theoretician either. I don't really understand all the scientific and mechanical stuff that goes into all of this. I'm an artist. I'm a photographer, and I care about what I see. And as the old maxim says, what the eye doesn't see, the heart won't miss. But at some point in time, you have to make a decision. You have to say, okay, I'm going to produce my image at this PPI, and I'm going to use that for printing. And whatever PPI you decide on will determine, essentially, the maximum size print you can make. Or, as far as that goes, how much you can crop into an image and still retain the required number of pixels per inch. So, what do you do? Well, because I'm not a theoretician and I'm not into that aspect of photography, I did what a lot of people do. Look to the experts to tell us how we should decide such pragmatic questions. So I jumped on YouTube and went around looking at all kinds of opinions about how many PPI are required to make an inkjet print. And I found lots of people who said you need 360 PPI. And I found lots of people who said you need 300 PPI. Well, that would allow me to make a larger print if I wanted to. And then there were some people who said all you need is 240 PPI. That, of course, would allow me to crop in more or make an even larger print. So how many PPI do you need? I decided to do something rather radical to make this determination. I decided to let my eyes make that decision. So I took the same image and I printed it at 360 PPI, at 300 PPI, and at 240 PPI. And I sat down and compared them. And of course, this means that I was looking at them with my eyes and their limitations, with the paper that I printed on and its limitations, and the printer I was using and its limitations. So, setting all that sort of aside, here's what I discovered. The image printed at 360 PPI looked great. Lots of detail, lots of crisp edges on the details. I was perfectly satisfied with that as a print. So the question then becomes, at 300 PPI, what do I lose? So I printed one of those. Same paper, same inkjet printer, same image. And using my eyeballs as the judge, I found no difference between the 360 and the 300. And I was looking pretty critically and pretty carefully. So then the question is, okay, what about 240? Because some people recommended that. And I thought, well, okay, now that's starting to get rather low, but we'll see. So I printed out one at 240 PPI. Perhaps for some of you, not unexpectedly, but for me it was a bit of a surprise, I did actually see a little difference. Barely. Not very noticeable at all. And I had to look very carefully. And sometimes I thought, well, yes, there is a difference between 360 PPI and 240 PPI. And then I'd look at a different area of the print and I'd say, well, there's no difference. And then I'd look at a third area in the print and I'd say, okay, maybe, but I'm not absolutely sure. I even tried looking under a loop. Well, no one looks at prints under a loop, but maybe real fine detail could make a subconscious visual impression. But even with a loop, the differences between 240 and 360 were so minuscule that I'm not sure I would see them with consistency. But then it dawned on me, I was doing something very artificial. That is to say, I was looking at two prints to compare them, which is not how people in the real world will be examining my work. They'll look at whatever I present them, and they will accept whatever detail it shows without the benefit of comparing them to a higher PPI alternative. I could barely sort of sometimes see a difference in direct comparison. But without direct comparison, there's no way I would look at the 240 ppi print and say, well, that's not as good. Now, all of that was done on matte paper, which does tend to introduce a little bit of texture. So I shifted over to an RC glossy surface. That's probably as tack sharp a paper as I can imagine. And I did the same test and found exactly the same result. Are my observations conclusive? Well, maybe not for you, maybe not scientific, maybe not numeric, but for my eyes, it was conclusive. And I decided that maybe the 300 ppi is the sweet spot. There was no difference between what I could see at 300 ppi and 240 ppi, but it wasn't all the way to 360 ppi, which some people recommend. So I settled in on 300 ppi, and I've done my printing at that ppi ever since. And I've never, ever had a problem with anybody saying, gee whiz, I wish these images were a little sharper. So using my eyes as criteria, that's where I became comfortable. Will that work for you? You've got different eyes. You've got a different printer. You've got a different camera. You've got so many variables kick in that I'm not sure my advice is any better than anybody else's advice. But at least I answered the question for myself. And ultimately, isn't that the criteria all of us should use when making such pragmatic decisions? How does it look to you?
Copyright 2024, Lenswork Publishing.